How long have I been gone? I'm guessing it's been about 2 weeks in the arena, and there was that week of preparation in the capital. Maybe the moon has completed its cycle. For some reason, I badly want it to be my moon, the same one I see from the woods around District 12. That would give me something to cling to in the surreal world of the arena, where the authenticity of everything is to be doubted. Four of us left. For the first time, I allow myself to truly think about the possibility that I might make it home, to fame, to wealth, to my own house in the Victor's Village. My mother and Prim would live there with me. No more fear of hunger, a new kind of freedom. But then, what? What would my life be like on a daily basis? Most of it has been consumed with the acquisition of food. Take that away, and I'm not really sure who I am, what my identity is. The idea scares me some. I think of Haymitch, with all his money. What did his life become? He lives alone, no wife or children, most of his waking hours drunk. I don't want to end up like that. But you won't be alone, I whisper to myself. I have my mother and Prim. Well, for the time being. And then, I don't want to think about then, when Prim has grown up, my mother passed away. I know I'll never marry, never risk bringing a child into the world, because if there's one thing being a Victor doesn't guarantee, it's your children's safety. My kids' names would go right into the reaping balls with everyone else's, and I swear I'll never let that happen. The sun eventually rises, its light slipping through the cracks and illuminating Peter's face. Who will he transform into if we make it home? This perplexing, good-natured boy, who can spin out lies so convincingly, the whole of Panem believes him to be hopelessly in love with me, and I'll admit it, there are moments when he makes me believe it myself. At least we'll be friends, I think. Nothing will change the fact that we've saved each other's lives in here, and beyond that, he will always be the boy with the bread. Good friends. Anything beyond that, though. And I feel Gale's gray eyes watching me, watching Peter, all the way from District 12. Discomfort causes me to move. I scoot over and shake Peter's shoulder. His eyes open sleepily, and when they focus on me, he pulls me down for a long kiss. We're wasting hunting time, I say when I finally break away.
I wouldn't call it wasting,
he says, giving a big stretch as he sits up.
So do we hunt on empty stomachs to give us an edge?
Not us, I say. We stuff ourselves to give us staying power.
Count me in,
Peter says, but I can see he's surprised when I divide the rest of the stew and rice and hand a heaping plate to him. All this? We'll earn it back today, I say, and we both plow into our plates. Even cold, it's one of the best things I've ever tasted. I abandon my fork and scrape up the last dabs of gravy with my finger. I can feel Effie Trinket shuddering at my manners.
Hey, Effie, watch this, says Peter.
He tosses his fork over his shoulder and literally licks his plate clean with his tongue, making loud, satisfied sounds. Then he blows a kiss out to her in general and calls,
We miss you, Effie.
I cover his mouth with my hand, but I'm laughing. Stop! Cato could be right outside our cave. He grabs my hand away.
What do I care? I've got you to protect me now, says Peter, pulling me to him.
Come on, I say in exasperation, extricating myself from his grasp, but not before he gets in another kiss.